Two Dane County judges have granted injunctions against the voter ID law. This week, Judge Richard Neese rejected a request to lift his permanent injunction. The Department of Justice has filed appeals, and it's likely the challenges to the law will end up in the state Supreme Court. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says poll workers have been trained, and whatever the courts do, they're ready to demand photo IDs from voters or to handle voter verification the way they did before the law was passed.
We don't want the public and the clerks being in a yo-yo type position. We did advise the clerks, do your training as if photo ID is in place, because it's easier to say, now don't implement it, than it is to call the poll workers back and say, well, now we didn't talk about this. Because it was on hold, now it's back on.
If the law remains on hold through the April election, the GAB may be in a better financial position to cover the costs of the recall elections. The board's chief administrative officer, Sherry Haughey, says the legislature's Joint Finance Committee hasn't allocated additional money the board requested to cover administering the recalls.
The legislature did give us $1.8 million to implement voter ID. So if that continues to be a stay and we have savings, we'll be utilizing those funds for the recall efforts.
Haughey says if the courts reinstate voter ID, the board will have to do some financial reshuffling to find the funds to cover the recall election expenses. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.